Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Slightly Teasing. This file won't go very far, or maybe it does in your mind, but in the end, it is where you'll find the most naughty things. Because no matter what words I say, what phrases I use, or what sentences I string together to create this story that you flow through and enjoy as you listen more and more, and yet sometimes missing some attention or fractions of words, moments disappearing in time. In the end, this is only slightly teasing. A simple suggestion that your mind can interpret however it desires. And especially desiring dreams can be incredibly powerful, bursting at the seams, and yet contained within your mind, your brain trying to refrain from different sensations. And I wonder where your mind will wander, where your thoughts will tread. Instead, you might listen, letting yourself drift a little and enjoy the light teasing like a breeze brushing over your cheeks. A soft sensation that repeats, like a breeze brushing over your cheeks. But is the repetition an indication of the induction? Or is it simply an instruction for your mind to follow and find another place to be? Or not to be? Another question would be, how would your mind put together all the things that I put out there? From intense to subtle, from sweet to naughty. In the end, it's as intense as you make it. Do you put together this file, which is a soft, rolling river of sensation, with something more naughty or nice? In the end, this is just a slightly teasing sensation, where my words do very little work. They're merely a framework for your thoughts to climb and then fall deep. The inevitable drop that will happen when your thoughts stop and no longer see the gaps, only the skip of a beat. Right on your feet with your thoughts. Words that drift back and forth, a poetic structure that may be a strong foundation for your imagination to create a whole new sensation. I am sure that you are wonderfully capable of creating the most intricate worlds in your dreams. And it seems that you've already begun to listen, to let yourself drift and float, letting the words go back and forth into your mind. And then it's only slightly teasing, mildly pleasing, as I am slowly easing you into a state where desire is a warm, comfortable fire, something that doesn't burn but only comforts, a warm glow that envelops the mind and body that we know every day, and yet the sway our mind has over our body often goes unnoticed. Our emotions run free. They are unrestrained by the logic that is contained inside our head. Instead, feelings flee and run free of your thoughts. And a small inspiration, a spark, may be enough for them to drift in a certain direction and then turn into desire. It's only for a while, quite mild. Now I wonder, while you're listening, if your heartbeat has skipped a notice, and then unnoticed instead. Well, there might be some confusion, creating collusion with my words. Maybe there is something going on. There might be some trancing, some dancing around an induction that is more and less the same as before, or something else entirely. As you voluntarily feel the fire of desire freeing your emotions into a warm glow, the seeds that we sow in our dreams can grow into beautiful trees, flowers, water and land, mountains and valleys, a journey of creation, elation, sensation, confusion that turns into together, bound, teased, a fusion of feelings, drifting and reeling and wondering where it'll all go in the end. But you know, I told you so in the beginning, that no matter how pleasing my words might be, this is only slightly teasing. A temptation, perhaps, an invitation to much more. Opening a door without pushing you through. The step is yours to take, and all I do, all I make is a framework, a foundation, a canvas for your creation. I wouldn't dare to describe everything that will be out there, although I've been known to give some details here and there. But as long as you feel the shivers down your spine, the desire oh so fine, you'll be pleased to know that I've successfully teased, you know. In the end, all it was just a dream. Floating and fluttering through the stream of creation, where the wings of butterflies create torrents that will ask people why the fairy tales of yesterday transform into a new play. The dreams and fantasies you feel can become more real as you invite them. They might sometimes steal some of your attention, creating, debating, and of course, allowing you to explore so much more. And with all the little bits of up and down, left and right, in and out, there's a sweet sensation building up in your body. Desire, a warm, gentle fire. And I'm happy to say that this isn't the only way, one of many, many paths that create something that lasts longer than the experience itself. The more you feel, the more it's real. And the deeper it will take you. The dreams will make you so aware of what's out there. In a moment, this file will end, and if my voice follows, you'll find yourself still drifting back and forth, perhaps a little up and down or something else, and you'll remain nice and deep, because I'm sure that you have fantasies to keep. Otherwise, if my voice doesn't follow, you can easily awaken, the veil lifted from your thoughts. But until then, let me tell you why something as wonderful as a deep surrender or a sigh to the pleasure enjoying. I hope that you do, and that you find what you're looking for, embrace it in and out of your mind. Enjoy.